Welcome to the Wealthy Woman's Podcast, a podcast for high-achieving women who are great at making money but struggle to build wealth. You'll learn how to take control of your money, increase your net worth, and make more. Ladies, it's time to create a life with more money and more freedom. Let's dive in. Well, hello there. Welcome back to the Wealth Building Series. I hope you all are enjoying it. It has been my pleasure to record these episodes for you. I really hope that you are getting a lot from them and that you are applying the things that we have talked about over the last few days or so. Okay, so today we are talking about debt because we can't talk about wealth building without talking about debt. And before we get in, I want to say happy anniversary to the Wealthy Woman's Podcast, because remember, this is why we're doing this wealth building series. I also want to say happy Financial Literacy Month. I hope you all are becoming more and more financially literate because of this series. And of course, I want to invite you to join me in the masterclass, How to Build Wealth Without Going on a Strict Budget. If you haven't joined me in one of the previous classes, there's one more class happening on tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is not too late. You want to join me live. These classes have been fire, you all. Do not miss out. All you have to do is go to the show notes to grab your spot for tomorrow, or go to jermainefoley.com/class. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. So we're talking about debt today, and I always have to start off whenever we talk about debt, I always have to tell you that debt can carry a lot of drama along with it because we tell ourselves so many bad things about ourselves if we have debt, especially credit card debt. And we're going to kind of talk more about credit card debt today versus any other kind of debt. But I want you to know that if you have credit card debt, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It doesn't mean that you're stupid. It doesn't mean that you're bad with money. None of that is true, right? You can literally separate the two things. Your intellect has nothing to do with your debt level, period. You can just decide that debt is just this neutral thing that I have in my life. And then when you really neutralize it and just say, this is just a circumstance that I'm dealing with, and I don't have to add any drama to it, I don't have to make it mean anything about me as a person, then you free yourself up to actually do something about the debt if you want to. Okay. Now, if you have credit card debt, I'm going to share some things with you that I really want you to consider. And I'm going to highly, highly recommend that if you have credit card debt, that you prioritize getting out of it. And here's why. The average credit card interest rate right now is over 20%. So that means if you leave a balance on your credit card, you are paying the bank 20% on that amount every single month. What you're doing is devaluing your money. You're literally losing money. You're giving the credit card company money instead of multiplying your money, right? Instead of you making money on your money, you're giving away money. You're paying more for something than it actually cost you. And I really want that to sink in because that's what's happening. You bought something for $1,000, right? You put it on your credit card. And if you did not pay it off within 30 days, they charged you an interest rate that could be at 20% or more nowadays. So instead of paying just the $1,000, you're paying the $1,000 plus what that fee is. And if you do that again, if you roll that balance over again to the next month, now it's compounding, right? So not only are you paying the 20% on the $1,000 you borrowed, but you're also paying 20% on the interest. And it just keeps going and going and going. And that's why if you pay the minimum on a $1,000 credit balance, it will take you 9 years to pay it off. Let's take $1,500. So if you have a $1,500 balance on your credit card and you just pay the minimums every single month, it will take you 13 years to pay it off. And let's go big. Let's say you went and bought something for 10 grand and you put it on a credit card and you only pay the minimum, it will take you over 30 years to pay that balance off. And we are not about that life. And imagine the interest. I haven't even done the calculations, but I'm telling you, you would have paid for that thing probably 3 or 4 times over. Like I said, I haven't done the math, but I know you would have paid for it multiple times. Okay, so we do not want to do this. This is not what we want to do with our money. You're going to hear me talk about multiplying your money in tomorrow's episode, right? But when you are paying high interest rates to the credit card companies, you're doing the opposite of multiplying your money. And we don't want to do that. So what I want you to consider is that if you have credit card debt that's high interest, that you prioritize paying that off, and you can choose any strategy that makes sense to you. You can use the debt snowball, you can use the debt avalanche, or you can use what I call the most annoying debt first. I'll break both of those down for you. So if you choose the debt snowball, this is actually one that I highly recommend. This is what I use to pay off over $200,000 worth of debt. I use the debt snowball because it gives you quick psychological wins and it keeps you motivated and you just feel like unstoppable once you start making progress. And so I absolutely love, love, love the debt snowball. This is where you take all of your debts. Let's just think about your credit card debts right now. And you list them from the smallest balance to the highest balance. And then what you do is you're paying the minimum on every single one of them, because we do not want to make things worse by paying late fees and reducing our credit score and just ruining our credit. So we definitely want to at least pay the minimum on every single one of those cards every single month on time. Okay. And then when you do that, you prioritize putting any extra money you can find out of your spending plan on that smallest debt until it's gone. And then voila, you've paid off a debt. And then you continue the process, right? So all that money that you were paying on the smallest debt now gets applied to that next debt in line. But remember, you're paying the minimum the entire time. Another way you can do it is use the debt avalanche, which is where you list your credit cards from the highest interest rate to the lowest interest rate. And you kind of do the same thing, but you're tackling the one with the highest interest rate. This can take a little longer, but over time you pay less in interest. But to me, I still prefer the debt snowball, but you pick which one works for you. And then I came up with this concept of most annoying debt first, because sometimes we have debts in our lives that we are beating ourselves up over. Maybe we owe a family member money and we just want to get that debt out of our lives and it has no interest attached to it, but we just feel awkward knowing that we owe someone else money. And if that's the case, all you have to do is say, okay, I'm going to put the most annoying debt first. I'm going to pay that one off first. And then I'm either going to do the debt snowball for the rest of them, or I'm either going to do the debt avalanche. You get to decide. But no matter which strategy you choose, if you are carrying credit card debt over month after month after month, I want you to make a decision today that that is no longer going to be your story, that you are no longer going to be devaluing your money by paying interest, by paying more for things than they actually cost, because that is exactly what you're doing. The goal is to pay off your credit cards before they charge you interest. So you want to pay off your balance every single month, get the perks. If it's airline miles, hotel rewards, or cash back, we want to do that. We want to get the rewards. We do not want to pay the penalties. Okay. And if you are paying interest and paying late fees, you are paying the penalties and the credit card companies are winning and you're losing. We do not want you to lose. We want you to be the winner. Okay. So I hope this was helpful and I will see you tomorrow. Make sure, one more chance to join me live for the masterclass, How to Build Wealth Without Going on a Strict Budget. Go to JermaineFoley.com/class or simply go to the show notes and join me live tomorrow for the very final class. All right. I will see you all later. Bye-bye. Hey, before you go, if you're ready to create a life with more money and more freedom, then you're invited to join the Wealthy Woman's Academy, my signature coaching program where you'll learn how to take control of your money and build wealth without sacrificing your lifestyle. To get started, head on over to JermaineFoley.com/WWA. That's Jermaine with a G. See you over there. Bye-bye.